Welcome to day five of the intro of Daily Dose of D, Relaxation. Today we're going to focus on a particular emotion that you may be struggling with. It could be stress, worry, fear, guilt, sadness, anything really. We're going to take some time to start to learn how to plug into our feelings and how to work through them so we don't continue to hold them in or push them down. Because when we do that, that's when we tend to get sick, especially physically. So find a quiet place to rest and relax. Finding your comfortable chair, couch, bed, floor, or going for a walk. Allow yourself to take a few cleansing breaths, settling in and settling down. Noticing your in-breath. Is your belly rising, or is it your chest? A little bit of both. Every out-breath, release anything that's not serving you. As you continue your in-breath, try to have your belly rise a little more and your chest a little less. Breathing a little deeper into your belly, not where it's uncomfortable, but just feeling a little deeper into that breath. Releasing anything that doesn't serve you. Getting comfortable now, feeling your body release a little bit of tension, letting your shoulders drop just a little. If your jaw is tight, maybe dropping your jaw a tiny bit. This is your time, your place in your space. Imagine now, we're going to take a little journey. We're going to go to a place that's calm and peaceful. Imagine yourself leaving your room, the space that you're at, and finding a doorway, either in your home or wherever you're at. And when you open this doorway and walk through, you're going to walk through a place where you see a bridge. It's a nice walk bridge, not very long. You see all kinds of greenery, trees, grass. Can hear birds calling, singing, maybe see some butterflies, maybe some fairies. Whatever it is that you see, gently cross the bridge now and step on the beautiful green grass on the other side. As you're walking, looking around, you can hear the quiet sounds of a river, a stream. As you get closer, the sound gets louder. Allow yourself to gently walk toward that sound now. You don't have to go too far, and you can see this beautiful stream with sandy banks. It's very shallow on the edges, deeper in the middle. Very gently step into the stream. If you don't like water, just step in up to your ankles. If you're more comfortable with water, step in up to your knees, belly, maybe right up to your neck. Gently feel the coolness of the water. It's just the right temperature as it flows around your body. Bring up the emotion that you're struggling with in this moment. Allow yourself to feel it. You don't have to be afraid of it. It cannot hurt you. Let yourself feel it. Anyone who may be involved with the emotion, notice how you're feeling in your body when you bring up this feeling. It's just an emotion. We have many, many of them throughout our days, every single day. As you allow yourself to feel this emotion, simply letting it come out through your body, through your heart, into the water, let the water take it. Feel as though the water is actually going through your body like a sponge. Gently clearing and cleansing whatever this emotion is. This doesn't mean you shouldn't feel the emotion. It means we shouldn't hold on to it where it makes us sick. So do with it what you feel you need to do in this moment and let it move through you out to the water. The water will take it and transform it into something useful and good. Mother Earth knows what to do to transform this energy. Maybe you see words floating out into the river or stream. If so, just watch them gently go. You don't need them. Allow yourself to continue to feel this cool, soothing water, cleaning, cleansing, and letting go of whatever this emotion is. Chances are it's probably come from your past. Maybe decades even. It doesn't serve you any longer. It's okay to let it go. Hear the sounds of the birds chirping in the background, the sounds of the gentle stream. Notice the temperature outside. And let all of these sounds, feelings consume you and fill your body with love, calmness, and gentleness. As you're filling your body with this calm, continue to let whatever was bothering you emotionally be released and let go. Feeling your body getting a little lighter. Letting the water flow, especially through your heart. And if the water isn't up to your heart, that's okay. Feel it coming up through your legs, that energy, and still releasing to your heart. And then let that go back down your legs and into the water. Letting go. Feeling the calmness in your heart. You are worth this time of stillness. You are worth this time of quiet. You are not put here to suffer. You're put here to find your joy, to grow, to be curious and adventurous. You're here to love. You're here to learn lessons and expand the consciousness of all. Take a moment to feel into that possibility as you let the water continue to clean, clear, and cleanse your body. And spend just a little more time now, just checking your body, your mind, to make sure that whatever was bothering you is completely gone now. The water should just be flowing clearly. The words should be gone, floated away. When you're ready, gently step back out onto the sandy bank and up into the grass. The sun will dry you instantly. Your clothes will be dry. Your skin will feel soft, warm. And move back now and walk to the bridge. Gently stepping across the bridge, opening the door back into your place, into your space. Sitting back down where you were when you started this journey. Placing your hands over your heart, bringing a smile to your face. You just spent a few moments loving you and taking time for you and giving you what you need. Honor that within yourself. And when you're ready, gently bring yourself back into your place and your space, wiggling your fingers and your toes, knowing that you're going to enjoy the rest of your day, and you can come back to this meditation anytime you need to. It's always here for you. Thank you for spending time with me. My name is Dee Felgas, sending you love and blessings. Namaste.